diplomacy. I'm going to give the floor to my colleague here. Thank you, Madam Minister. Thank you for the question. Indeed, as I said, Chile launched its feminist foreign policy in 2023. This includes a series of principles and constitutional changes within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the international policies of Chile. One of the core issues that we focused on relates to representation and how it's important that women are involved in international decision making, in particular within our Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So in 2022, for example, we had 12% women ambassadors. In 2024, we now have 24% female ambassadors. I'm an example of that. That's not just a significant increase in number, but also as to the number of posts open in the embassy. And there's a significant number of these occupied by women currently in Chile. Also in terms of academic diplomacy in Chile, over the past 2 years, we are managing to reach parity. So that's going to mean that our diplomatic corps, looking to the future, will be much fairer than it has been traditionally. Chile has also specifically driven through the principle of participation of women in different international bodies. So many applications on an international level see Chile promoting women, and we're working with other countries in Latin America to ensure that the next Secretary General can be a woman. More specifically, on the issue of gender and trade, we have 8 priority areas of work on feminist foreign policy. One of these is gender and trade. Chile's been a pioneer country on gender and trade, and in 2016, we signed the first free trade agreement with Uruguay, which had a particular chapter on gender. And then from that point onwards, all of our trade agreements have specific chapters on gender. Now, with the feminist foreign policy, we are trying to further modernize these agreements, basically because these chapters not only promote the full participation of women in international trade, but they also establish guidelines and commitments that strive to counteract these structural inequalities. Chile won a prize, in fact, a few weeks ago in this area. It's the prize on gender equality in trades granted by the World Trade Organization, and we are particularly proud to have received this prize. There was a question on evaluation of impact assessment. We're working on studies to promote the participation of women in international trades, and we have a study which is an x-ray of the female exporter, which looks at the different products that are exported by female-headed businesses, and it looks at gaps and barriers. This is a significant study, and it looks at data from the Foreign Trade Ministry, and it shows that 28% of businesses that sell to the external market are led by female. And a lot of the revenue that we gain in Chile from this segment are thanks to female-headed businesses. Thank you.